From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Jokowi says rice stocks adequate, no need for imports. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin pushes Japanese company to support halal industry. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said domestic food stocks are sufficient for meeting national needs as some regions in Indonesia are in the middle of the harvest season. Therefore, no imports are needed currently. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, according to the President during a working visit to Bandung District, West Java Province on Monday, the government is having the harvest season. Imports are only necessary when there is no supply nor harvesting activity. It has been reported that a number of food production areas in Indonesia will have their harvest season from February until March 2023. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin held a meeting with Ezaki Katsuhisa, chairman of Japanese food processing company Ezaki Glico Co. in Osaka, Monday, to discuss development of the world's halal ecosystem and improvement in human resources. As reported by Antara State News Agency, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirmed he sought an opportunity for Indonesians to work in Glico's office in Japan through a staff dispatch scheme, such as specific skilled workers and professional recruitment to the holding company. At the meeting, he encouraged active cooperation between the Japanese company and its partners in Indonesia, especially related to food safety management and product quality, to support food security efforts in Indonesia. Next, we have the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, develops biodiversity visualization and conducts data analysis in response to several organisms, plants, animals, and other organic matter found in Indonesia's territory. As reported by Antara State News Agency, head of the Data and Information Science Research Center at the agency, Esa Prakasa, noted in a statement on Monday, the center has used NVIDIA product to analyze data concerning Indonesia's biodiversity. He explained graphics processing unit is used to create a deep learning-based classification model to analyze various types of data, such as of wood, plankton, and tea, as well as highway profile videos. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology, which is carrying out a program to transform the role of librarians at educational institutions to optimize their contribution to the learning process. As reported by Antara State News Agency at the 2023 National Coordination Meeting on Library, On Monday, the ministry's director of school principals, supervisors, and workers, Praptono, said, so far the task and responsibility of librarians at schools has only been limited to managing libraries. However, through the transformation, the ministry is aiming to help librarians become supporters of learning at schools. Now we move to the international news. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan met with his British counterpart James Cleverly in London on Monday. As reported by ArabNews.com during the meeting, Prince Faisal and the UK Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs discussed aspects of the historic partnership between the two kingdoms and ways to strengthen and develop it in all areas. The ministers also exchanged views on the Russia-Ukraine crisis, regional and international developments, and efforts exerted with regard to them. We continue with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who has said an independent special rapporteur will probe alleged Chinese interference in their recent elections. As reported by BBC.com, the appointed investigator will review classified reports about the 2019 and 2021 federal elections and will make recommendations for future contests. Rival political party leaders have called for a public inquiry. China has denied any election interference, calling the claims purely baseless and defamatory. A Vietnamese delegation led by Ambassador Vu Ho, acting head of ASEAN SOM Vietnam, attended the ASEAN Senior Officials Meeting and the 15th ASEAN Coordinating Council Working Group on Timor-Leste's ASEAN membership application on March 6 in Jakarta in Indonesia. As quoted by VOV.VN, under the chair of Indonesia, the ASEAN Chair 2023, these meetings are aimed at preparing for the 42nd ASEAN Summit and foreign ministers' meetings, which are scheduled to take place in May in Indonesia. At the senior officials meeting, ASEAN senior officials actively discussed and agreed upon the direction of implementing the bloc's priority contents in the year ahead, including promoting growth and recovery, improving the institutional capacity and effectiveness of ASEAN. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's the commentary about Indonesia to become world's halal center. Indonesia is a country with the largest Muslim population in the world. Based on data from the Royal Islamic Strategic Studies Center, in 2022, the total Muslim population in Indonesia was estimated at 237.56 million people. The number is equivalent to 86.7% of the population in the country. This requires an economic need based on Islamic Sharia with reference to halal standards. The availability of halal or allowed products for Muslims in Indonesia is a lucrative niche for business people, both from micro, small, and medium enterprises, as well as the large businesses. Based on data in 2020 Islamic Finance Development Report, in general, the value of the indicators for the development of Indonesian Islamic finance is in the second place. Then the ranking for the Indonesian halal food category is in the fourth position, fashion in the third position, media and recreation in the fifth, Muslim-friendly travel in the sixth, cosmetics and pharmaceuticals in the sixth position, and Islamic finance is also in the sixth position. According to the latest data, these values have increased despite being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Previously, President Joko Widodo had targeted that in 2024, Indonesia would become the center of world's halal industry, as well as the mecca for the fashion industry. He believed that Indonesia has great potential to develop into the center of the halal industry in the world. President Joko Widodo's statement refers to Indonesia's Muslim population, which is the largest in the world. Following up on this, Vice President Maruf Amin held a meeting with the Japanese business people in Osaka, Japan on Monday. He discussed the government's efforts to make Indonesia the world's halal center in 2024. One of them is by expanding the network with Japan. It is estimated that Japanese companies that have received halal certifications from Indonesia will invest more than 600 billion rupees in halal products. It is hoped that these halal products will be able to meet Indonesia's needs even for export to the Middle East and Southeast Asia, as well as the countries where there are many Muslim communities. To become the world's halal center, related parties from the upstream to the downstream must work extra hard and be consistent. Halal certification in Indonesia has existed since 1976. They started with the labeling of non-halal products by the Ministry of Health. Of course, the presence of investors from Japan in halal products must be utilized as best as possible by the Indonesian, especially in terms of quality, packaging, cleanliness, and accuracy. If Indonesia becomes the world's halal center in 2024, the country's post-pandemic economic revival will bring about blessings to all Indonesians. Considering that the majority of Indonesia's populations are Muslims, thus business people will enjoy the results, especially for the MSMEs products that have been proven to survive during the economic downturn due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The story starts from an event on March 7, 1967, when the Provisional People's Consultative Assembly revoked the mandate of President Sukarno. Through a special session, the Provisional People's Consultative Assembly revoked the mandate which was given to Sukarno as Indonesian President. In addition, the Assembly also revoked the title of Great Leader of Revolution, which was carried by Sukarno. Thus, the first Indonesian president officially released his power on March 12, 1967. The next event is that in 1978, Papuan fighter of unification into Indonesia, Silas Papare, passed away. Silas Papare is an Indonesian national hero. In December 1945, he along with his friends made efforts to influence youths in West Irian, which was joined in Papuan Battalion, in order to launch a rebellion against the Dutch colonial. For twice of rebellion plan failed, he was arrested and jailed in Serui. In October 1949, he formed Irian Struggle Agency, which was aimed at assisting the Indonesian government to release West Irian from the Dutch authority and also to unite with the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. On March 7, 1978, Silas Papare passed away. His name is immortalized to be the name of a carved warship of Parchim, TNIALKRI Silas Papare class with number 386. Today in history with event in 2007 when Garuda Indonesia airplane slipped and burned at Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta. Indonesian Garuda airplane Boeing 737-400 got into an accident and killed 21 passengers and one crew. The plane with flight number GA-200 flew at Yogyakarta Road by carrying 133 passengers and 7 crew. The plane tried to land hard in the middle of the runway, bounced off, and came out from runway 27 at Adi Sucipto Airport. Afterwards, the airplane was burned. The investigation result, which was published by the National Transportation Safety Committee, mentioned that B737 Garuda Indonesia did approach too sharply. The approach was a phase in landing as the plane approached and descended to land on the runway. And listener, that's today in history.
Yeah.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesian and U.S. Foreign Ministers Meet to Discuss Regional Global Security Challenges. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi had a meeting with U.S. Foreign Minister Antony Blinken on Thursday on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi, India. The meeting discussed regional and global security challenges. Quoting the official website of the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta, the meeting was a continuation of the telephone conversation between the two ministers of foreign affairs on February 16th. According to a statement from the spokesman's office of the U.S. Department of Foreign Affairs delivered by the embassy in Jakarta on Friday, Foreign Ministers Blinken and Retno Marsudi highlighted the cooperation between the United States and ASEAN during Indonesia's chairmanship year in ASEAN and Indonesia's leadership in the field of education for women and girls in Afghanistan. They also discussed regional and global security challenges, including the ongoing crisis in Myanmar. Minister Antony Blinken highlighted Indonesia's leadership and success in holding a series of G20 meetings last year. He added, "At present, there is the process of active handover to India. But according to him, there is a strong agenda to follow up a number of things that are the focus and initiatives of Indonesia." Blinken also mentioned the current Indonesia's leadership in ASEAN. He said that this year, the U.S. and Indonesia are working closely together. "This is a good opportunity to compare notes about the G20, about ASEAN, and the very strong strategic partnership between the two countries." He also added, "There are so many things of common interest and common concern." The same thing was conveyed by Retno Marsudi. Apart from expressing her gratitude for Antony Blinken's strong support during Indonesia's presidency at the G20 last year, Retno Marsudi also expressed her hope to work with Blinken again to strengthen bilateral relations with the U.S. and ASEAN. Retno Marsudi is sure that Antony will support Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN and ASEAN centrality. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kepada yang kuhormati di sana, ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima. Menyambut hariku, berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini, rindu akan nawaimu. Semesta riang, tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Senang riang, alunan pesona jiwa dan berpesta. Bina, bina, retropolis, sama.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you closer to Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance. Last March 1st, commemoration of the first ascendance of the throne or remembrance of Wiyosan Jumenengan Sampean Dalem Ingkang Jumeneng Kanjeng Gusti Pangeran Adipati Arya or KGPAA Mangkunegara the 10th was held at Pura Mangkunegaran Solo Central Java. The Ascension commemoration features a sacred dance called Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance. Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance is a heritage dance from the Mangkunegaran Temple, which is only performed for certain occasions. For example, during the momentum of Mangkunegara's ascension to the throne. The dance performed by 7 female dancers lasts about 45 minutes. Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance depicts the struggle of KGPAA Mangkunegara I or Raden Mas Said together with his troops who fought against their enemies. Mangkunegara I also received the nickname Prince Sambernyawa. Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance is only performed by 7 dancers carrying raw hats to perform Anglir Mendung Dance. Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance is accompanied by the gamelan Kiai Kenyut Mesem musical instrument and the song Ladrang Wirangrong Peloknem. To perform Bedaya Anglir Mendung Dance, there are several provisions, including the dancers who perform this dance must be unmarried women. Before Bedaya Anglir Mandung Dance is performed, there are a number of physical and mental preparations carried out by the Mangkunegaran Temple and the dancers. Inner preparation is done by meditation, prayer, and fasting. Dancers also undergo sengkeran or seclusion. Other preparations include making pilgrimages to ancestral graves, especially to the graves of Mangkunegaras. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata, dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is memesan makanan or ordering food. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Dilarang Merokok. Dilarang Merokok, which means no smoking. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a restaurant waiter. Dev asked about the no smoking area in the restaurant. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di sini tidak boleh merokok ya?
Iya, Pak. Di sini dilarang merokok.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you some phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, Dilarang Merokok. Dilarang merokok, which means no smoking. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Di sini, which means here. Dilarang, dilarang, which means forbidden. Merokok, merokok, which means smoking. Di sini dilarang merokok. Di sini dilarang merokok, which means smoking is forbidden here. Tidak boleh. Tidak boleh, which means can't. Jangan. Jangan, which means don't. Makan. Makan, which means eat. Berbicara. Berbicara, which means talking. Sambil, sambil, which means while. Jangan makan sambil berbicara. Jangan makan sambil berbicara, which means don't eat while talking. Tidak boleh, tidak boleh, which means cannot or may not. Bawa, bawa, which means bring. Makanan, makanan, which means food. Dari luar, which means from the outside. Tidak boleh bawa makanan dari luar. Tidak boleh bawa makanan dari luar, which means you are not allowed to bring food from outside. Dilarang, dilarang, which means forbidden. Menginjak rumput, which means step on the grass. Dilarang parkir, which means no parking. In the conversation, you heard the phrase di sini dilarang merokok. Di sini dilarang merokok, which means smoking is prohibited here, or no smoking here. The word dilarang, dilarang, which means forbidden, states the prohibition to do something. In that utterance, the word dilarang, dilarang, which means forbidden, states a smoking ban for diners inside the restaurant. To convey the prohibition, the word dilarang, dilarang is followed by activities that should not be done. For example, merokok, merokok, which means smoking. Other examples. In addition to dilarang, dilarang, which means prohibited or forbidden, to convey prohibition, you can use other expressions such as tidak boleh, tidak boleh, which means not allowed, or jangan, jangan, which means don't. Let's listen to the sayings to declare the prohibition. Jangan makan sambil berbicara. Jangan makan sambil berbicara, which means don't eat while talking. Tidak boleh bawa makanan dari luar. Tidak boleh bawa makanan dari luar, which means you can't bring food from outside. In public places in Indonesia, you will often find prohibition signs in written form. The prohibition sign usually uses the expression dilarang. Dilarang, which means prohibited or forbidden, followed by prohibited activities. For example, dilarang menginjak rumput. Dilarang menginjak rumput, which means it is forbidden to step on the grass. Or dilarang parkir. Dilarang parkir, which means no parking. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details let's listen to an example of a conversation once again.
Di sini tidak boleh merokok ya?
Iya Pak, di sini dilarang merokok.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the title Dilarang Merokok. Dilarang Merokok, which means no smoking. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know. You could say I brag and put on a show.
You could say I brag and put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya, so shut up, shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Cinta Berbisa by Laila Hashim. The song Cinta Berbisa tells about love that makes the heart hurt because the lover breaks the promises and swears that have been said. Even though the heart is sad, there is no meaningful regret for this love. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Cinta Berbisa by Laila Hashim. Enjoy the song.
Janganlah kau
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.